Oh, please. Are you really just doing this for the trophy? Click a door 5 times? Is that all you think a trophy is worth? No. I can't just give these merits away for such little effort. A measly 5 clicks? Now, suppose you were to click the door 20 times. I would say that's the kind of effort that warrants recognition.
I have to say, I'm still not feeling the satisfaction of witnessing true effort for a noble cause. Perhaps 50 clicks will do it. Yes, almost certainly 50 clicks.
No, I'm still not feeling it. You see, now that you've gotten the bucket involved, my standards have gone up. Merely clicking a single door is no longer enough. Now, I want to see you press this bucket against multiple doors. Now, that's the kind of thing that merits an achievement. Why don't you put 20 bucket touches into door 417? Okay, great. Now, go touch the bucket on door 437 a few times. Yes, now we're getting somewhere. How about door 415? Give it some bucket love. Now, back to door number 437. You know, I think the copy machine needs some attention. Why don't you rub the bucket on it a bit? All right, back to room 417. I'm really feeling it now. I think we're getting somewhere. Okay, now bring the bucket on top of employee 419's desk. Yes, this is great. Now the bucket knows exactly what it's like to be employee 419. Now, let's introduce it to door 416. We've almost got it. Now make the bucket and the copy machine touch again. Finish it off, Stanley. 5 touches of the bucket on door 430. Yes, we did it. Wow,
that felt amazing. You know, not all buckets will get this kind of experience. They won't all know what it's like to slam repeatedly against nearly every door in one section of an office building, or what it's like to be employee 419. Buckets may dream of an experience like this, but few can say they've truly lived it. You've given a bucket hope today. Stanley, I'm very proud of you.